Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, we're breaking down 5 common direct mail retargeting mistakes and how to avoid them. Recent research shows that, compared to most digital marketing channels, mail has a stronger influence on purchasing decisions. When added to your remarketing strategy, it can convert leads in ways digital ads might not. The beauty of direct mail retargeting lies in its versatility. You can engage with customers who visited your website, downloaded a piece of content, abandoned a shopping cart, subscribed, or even unsubscribed from your services. Some shopped just once, while others might have stopped shopping altogether, and the list goes on. However, the key challenge isn't identifying your audience, but delivering the right message to the right person at the right time. First off, mistake number one, not maximizing your CRM data. When targeting new prospects, the information you have can be limited. But with retargeted mail, your CRM is a goldmine of useful data. Details like past purchases and browsing behavior can inform personalized messages tailored to each customer. So leverage that CRM data. Target loyalty program members who've gone inactive and send them a mailer featuring their points total, customized rewards, and exclusive limited time offers. Next up, mistake number two, not prioritizing time to market. Timing is everything in retargeting campaigns. You need to hit while the iron is hot. Reach out while the customer's interest is still fresh. Aim to get your mail into consumers' hands within a week of the trigger event. For instance, monitor customers who started but didn't complete the purchase process and immediately follow up with a direct mail piece offering assistance or a limited time discount. Third, not using first-class mail. Paying extra for first-class mail can seem costly, but the fast delivery speeds make it worthwhile. Postcards in particular are effective retargeting tools. Did you know that 37% of consumers prefer postcards over other mail formats? Send a first-class postcard thanking a customer for a recent purchase and recommend complimentary products with a limited-time discount. This timely follow-up can boost your chances of an upsell. Mistake number four, failing to integrate with digital channels. The landscape of digital retargeting has changed drastically with privacy regulations. However, integrating direct mail with digital channels can save your strategy. Use a mailer to broadcast an upcoming sale, include a QR code linking to a landing page, and engage the same audience online using tools like SQL Surround. This strategy not only boosts engagement, but also drives traffic and online exposure. Lastly, five, not retargeting at all. Neglecting retargeting means missing out on nurturing relationships with your existing customers. It's not just about acquiring new leads, but also retaining and rewarding your current base. Create campaigns targeting both new leads and loyal customers during critical purchasing windows. To deepen your understanding, I encourage you to read more on navigating direct marketing challenges and multiplying customer lifetime value on SQL's website. Tune in next time where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya!